number 11,228. Richard Sank, north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, southeast of Blue Teal Drive, being lot 23, block C, within Swan Keys Development. Tax map ID, District 533, map 12.16, parcel 424. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
It's Richard Matthew Sank, 37027 Blue Teal Drive, Swan Keys Development.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. We're applying for myself and my wife are applying for a five-foot setback variance on the north side of our property in Swan Keys.
Yes, sir.
The existing trailer, we just purchased a trailer in April. And the existing trailer was set in place in 1987 before the 10-foot setback was put into place.
Mm-hmm.
When we purchased the property, it was grandfathered in with the with the trailer being existing within the. It sits at 5'7" from the property line now. Our intention is to we want to better to develop the house. Want to. Put a furred out on the right-hand side of 4 inches to put a better R rating with insulation and paneling and drywall and vinyl siding, and also want to extend the trailer out 10-foot front and back, which will not encroach on the setback limits on the front or the rear of the property. Just the one where it actually sits now, the 4'7" will be extended in on that side.
Okay.
The existing trailer is it's a metal trailer. It has a metal roof. It has numerous leaks, and many repairs have been done. So our intention is to give it an better house value, better R rating, make it a more economical home for heating. We're going to put a new roof and everything on top of it, a shingled roof. It has an existing metal roof now.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the community, there are plenty of homes in this neighborhood have had the same exact procedures done to their home. It won't hinder the neighborhood at all. It'll beautify it, actually, because the house is kind of old and it needs a lot of work.
Okay, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Rickards?
You say the shed is going to be removed?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, the front part of the property that I'm going to extend out is actually going to become my storage shed / garage. It won't hold a vehicle. It'll just be 10 foot deep. It'll hold my hope to get a pontoon boat and things like that to keep inside and my lawn equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The shed will be gone. There's an existing deck, of course, that will be gone. Apparently, the prior owner did not have a permit for the deck. Our intentions is in the future. I mean, the rear house, when we extend out, will be the. I'll have steps coming out back. We can't quite afford to put a deck on at this time. I'll reapply for a deck permit when the time comes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Mr. Workman.
No questions,
Mr. Mills.
Yes. Will there be steps on the encroaching side?
No, sir.
No air conditioning units or anything like that?
No, sir. The existing air conditioning and propane tank are on the left side of the drawing. Can I approach and show you where they sit now? I have it on my drawing. I forgot.
Okay.
The existing air conditioning and propane tank sit here where I'm not developing it.
Okay. For the record, he's pointed to inside the setback.
They will be. Okay. Thank you for that, sir.
You're welcome.
Any further questions?
And the existing mobile home was on the property when you purchased it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions.
Okay. And I have no further questions.
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Again, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Chuck.
Is there a reason why that proposed addition could not be placed within the setback areas of the... Because it looks like your addition is just in the front yard, correct?
The front and the back. The waterfront side and the roadside.
Oh, I see. Okay, I gotcha. Is there a reason why it you couldn't fit that in the additions within the footprint of the building envelope?
No, sir. Well, I mean, in order to keep the formity of the broom, I'd be actually taking away 5-7 feet of what I wanted to extend on and keep the house concurred with the follow line straight down through.
So you're trying to keep it in line with the existing dwelling?
Yes, sir. I mean, we could bump the room over by 4 to 7 feet, but then it would take away a lot of my living space, and it would...
And what you already have now.
Which is minimized as it is.
Mr. Thibodeau, he would still, if he did keep it inside of the setbacks, he would still need a variance on that side because he's adding that wall. Is that correct?
Right, because he's adding the wall along the side of the home, which brings it 4 more inches into it, so he would have
He would still need it,
sir.
Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions?
No, nothing further.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? We have one. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to entertain a motion that we approve case number 11228. The 10-foot setback has been there when he placed the mobile home. When the mobile home he's placed and is 5 feet now, that's what he has to, the 10-foot he has to now, was 5 feet the other way around, I'm sorry. The other way around, now he needs the 5-foot variance to do what he wants to do. And I believe he's answered all the questions for granting a variance. And the applicant has addressed in writing the standards for granting a variance. So I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11228. There is uniqueness to the property because it's 40 foot wide. You can see that. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe he stated that. And the unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant because of the setback changes. And the variance will not alter sense of character of the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is, I believe, is the minimum that will afford relief.
He'd have a second to that motion.
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Rickers and second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11228. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, Mr. Chairman. I believe it meets the standards.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Whitten?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11228 is approved.
Thank you very much.